T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line right now is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Thanks, Woody. And Baldy, good morning, man. How you doing there?
Hey, Joe. It's happy holidays to you. Happy Thanksgiving, man. I'm doing great, buddy. Doing real good.
That's good. That's good, man. And listen, I got a little excited. You tweeting out a little bit about the Dolphins. I was just curious. You've had a chance to watch Tua here recently during this three-game winning streak, especially getting his job back and getting healthy enough to play. What are your thoughts on what you're seeing?
Well, you know, I've always been a Tua fan. And so, you know, I mean, he had a very good game against the Jets, and people will say, well, it's the Jets, they stink. Well, all right. But, you know, you still got to make the plays, Joe. You still have to – you know, you're still going to see blitzes. You're still going to see coverages. You're still going to, you know, see mistakes by your own players that you got to overcome. And I thought he did all that. He's just got quick feet, got good eyes. He's got a good command. I thought he played well. You know, he made the big plays that he had to, the touchdown to Mac Hollins, and, you know, finding his second and third options, you know, when he had to. I thought he did a good job of doing it.
Well, let me ask you about the other one that I think we've all been talking about. Hell, he's becoming one of the best players on the team, Javon Holland, the safety out of Oregon.
Yeah.
He's made the biggest difference on that defense, what he's doing. What are your thoughts on what you see from this guy?
You know, it's interesting, Joe. Like, he didn't play last year at Oregon. So,
right.
You know, I'm not out there watching, you know, these Oregon games, you know, in my free time. So I was doing a draft show with Maurice Jones-Drew last year, and he was telling me that he thought Javon Holland was the best player in the draft. I'm like, whoa, wait. I go, you're telling me a safety from Oregon is going to be the best player? He goes, Baldy, I coached this kid when he was little, man. I followed him. I've known him my whole life. So I started following him, you know, and just kind of watching. I started studying him, like, all right, I see he's got versatility. He can hit. But, man, you got to have that free safety in the back end of your defense, especially when you're gambling as much as they are, Joe, with a lot of blitz zero.
Yep.
Guys that can just, you know, end the party, like just, you know, keep you out of the end zone. And he's been doing that. And he's a great tackler, and he has range. And, you know, look, I wasn't a big proponent of trading Minka Fitzpatrick, but the way they were using him, it's not the way they're using him in Pittsburgh. I mean, he's an elite player, but this kid is really good, Joe, and I think he's made a big difference. He, you know, whether it's the fumble recovery the other day or the sacks or whatever, like he's starting to put up, you know, game changing plays week after week right now, and he makes you want to watch. And so I think they're a lot better with him, you know, on the back end of this defense right now.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad you said that, because he had a great preseason, was getting interceptions every day in practice, but wasn't really sure of everything going on. But now the light went off here about a month ago, and he is lights out. They've got to figure out how to use him the right way. I got to ask you, because I know you watch the offensive line, are they getting better? Are you seeing some progress there with the sticking with that same five now?
Well, I think there's some progress, Joe, but I wouldn't say they're I wouldn't say it's a strength of the team or
no.
anything like that right now. You know, I mean, they're struggling to run the ball. You see that every week, but at
every
least
week.
They're.
Yeah.
But at least they're, you know, they made a commitment. That's it helps that you got the lead or you're playing the Jets and you can commit to it. That's the biggest thing when teams aren't good at running the ball, Joe, is they don't commit to it and then they get worse at it. You know, so at least you know they made a commitment to it last week. They had a lot of carries. There's a lot of different ways you can run it. You know, you got Gaskin a bunch of carries that he doesn't normally get. And so at least there was a commitment to it where you're not just dropping back every down and you're trying to throw it to get 3 yards. They did a lot of that, though. You know, but that's where they're at right now. It's just a struggle, and it will be against Carolina this week. And this is the game. I mean, this is the game that either, you know, to me, Joe, like seven-game losing streak, you know, it's hard to overcome that. But if they want to get respectable, if they want to get into the race, they have to win this week. They have to find a way. Carolina, it can be a difficult out. They got a lot of talent, a new quarterback, all that kind of stuff. They lost a heartbreaker last week to Washington. Like, you know, this is the game. If you find a way to win this, you got the Giants and the Jets and all that. Like, they can put a real streak together here.
Hey, Baldy, I wanted to ask you a question as a former offensive lineman and a guy that watches it as closely as anybody in the media. If you're a good run blocker, if you're a good run blocking team, are you usually a good pass protecting team as well from what you've seen and studying every week?
It helps. It helps, but it doesn't guarantee it, you know, because, you know, so much of pass protection, Joe, is handling pressures, overloads, blitzes, and how you do that, how quickly you see it. You know, I mean, I'm watching Belichick's team the other day, and they're as good as anybody, but they missed two blitz pickups, you know, and their quarterback got sacked because of it. He was, like, forget about the win. He was ticked about that. And so, you know, they don't go hand in hand only because of that. But typically, I would say, to your point, Joe, that you can be a good pass-blocking team if you're a good run-blocking team, only because you're working well together. And that's a big key to your pass protection is working well together, knowing where your help is. I would always tell that to any line. Like, answer this question every play. Where's your help? Like, who's your help? And where is it coming from? You know, three-man rush, you should never give up a sack if you know where your help is.
Right.
And so that'd be a question I would put in the head of all my offensive linemen. Where's your help? Where's it coming from? Know where it's coming from, and that can help you.
We haven't done a very good job with that. That's funny you said that because they run games on us and our guys don't come off a double team and see it. It drives me nuts, and it's been an issue. So my eyes tell me every week watching, and you guys, NFL Network, as well as the other guys that do NFL shows, the Mac Jones love affair, and I think he's really good, but I got to tell you, does anybody have more time to throw the football than Mac Jones most of the time? Anybody in the league?
Well, probably not. I don't have those kind of stats, Joe, but, you know, those analytics and all that stuff. But the thing about how their offense runs is it's a protection first. They're just not letting them in these empty sets without chip blocking, play action, you know, a real commitment to the running game, running backs that really know how to blitz pick up. Like, so he's well protected, Joe. And when they do take their deep shots, which isn't often, but when they do, he's got time to see down the field.
Let me just follow that up. Would you be shocked if I said New England got on a roll here and ended up with going to a Super Bowl?
They've got five in a row right now, and they're as good as anybody in football right now on either side of the ball. But defensively, I don't see anybody playing better than them. And so they're going to be in every game, and they're going to force takeaways and negative plays, and you're going to help out the offense. But that team is so sound right now. Like, they're playing the way the coach wants them to play, which doesn't always happen. I can see them going on a long run.
Yeah, we kind of missed the boat on that. I didn't know that defense was going to be that good. I'm with you. They don't make mistakes and play well together. And there's a reason they're the friggin' one of the top defenses in the NFL right now, at the top.
One thing about them, Joe, is that I think they're the right now they're the number one ranked defense in football. But The one thing about them is they have always been a great man-to-man defense. Stephon Gilmore, J.C. Jackson,
right,
going way back. But they don't have those players right now, and so they've become more of a zone team. They're playing 70% zone now. And so they have switched. You got to pay attention, but they have switched. And, you know, they're playing to Jalen Mills, you know, strength, because he's not a good man corner, but he's a good zone corner. And so, you know, they did an abrupt switch because it fits their personnel, which is, by the way, what good coaches are supposed to do.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, we're getting ready to play against Cam Newton. He looked like he got his second win. I think he's throwing the ball better than what I've seen now, better than he did with anything with New England. Are you seeing that with Cam Newton, or too early to tell?
Well, it's early, but no, he started well. I mean, look, he knows DJ Moore. He was there with DJ. You know, if you're going to throw checkdowns to Christian McCaffrey, that's not a bad option to do it, you know. And they got a young tight end, this Tommy Tremble out of Ohio State, that, you know, every quarterback likes a good tight end. And so those are kind of where the ball is going right now. And he looked pretty good doing it. And I just think, you know, I saw him a month ago, Joe. He was in the stands at an Auburn game. You know, like, here he is back in Carolina. He's probably in the same neighborhood where he was living for a decade. He's probably like going, this is it. It's now or never for me. So I think he's probably happy. He's a little familiar with, you know, the organization, the city, and, you know, he's got a new lease right now.
Boy, he does. Baldy, it's great having you, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you get a little time off tomorrow, even though we got a ton of NFL football games.
Hey, I'm heading to Fort Lauderdale as soon as I get done today, Joe. I'll be down in South Florida.
All right, Join neighbor.
You, man. I can't wait.
Thanks, Baldy. Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, Brian Baldinger, join us from NFL Network.
Joe, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lock and Fora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All right,
what else do you have for us here this morning?
Oh, listen, I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy deals. I'm glad you said that as we're playing the handoffs here back and forth. I just want to let you know when it comes to South Florida Chevy dealers, man, I'm feeling pretty good about talking about Chevy. Best overall products they've ever had. Just got myself a new Trailblazer for my daughter. And not just that, but boy, everybody's raving about all the new looks. They really are. If you haven't been to Chevy recently, I'm just telling you, if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV, especially the SUV family, you're going to be blown away. We got some great looks. We got more space. All the things important to you and your family. That's why South Florida Chevy dealers are calling this the best overall products we have ever had. Yes, the big Tahoes and the big, beautiful Suburbans got a brand new look and more space. And then the midsize SUV, the 2021 Traverse. Oh my gosh, you talk about plenty of space. It feels like a big SUV, but it really is midsize, and it doesn't compromise any of the style. And then the smaller SUVs like the Equinox, and I said those Trailblazers, they're going fast for a reason. So this weekend, if you're in the market looking for something new, please spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. So get ready. Go down. You're going to have a great experience and find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here. Day before Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for this guy, too. You betcha. Matt Hayes, 1010XL Jacksonville, joining us this morning. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
The great Joe Rose. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, and I was thinking about you with this Gator stuff that's going on. The coach is out. What are your thoughts on who gets this job and how quickly?
Honestly, Joe, I mean, at this point, if you're Florida, the last two guys you've hired have just been, I mean, let's face it, they're just weird guys, both of them. Just weird dudes, Tim McElwain and Dan Mullen. One of them walked in there and said he could get his dog to play quarterback, and then went 3.5 years of having terrible quarterbacks. Maybe should have had his dog play quarterback.
Yeah.
The other one was the smartest guy in the room and told anyone who asked that he was the smartest guy in the room. Just completely rubbed people the wrong way. Got him on probation for the first time in 30 years. You know, just embarrassed the university multiple different times in different press conferences. And then lost 9 of his last 11 games against Power 5 teams. So they just need normal right now, Joe. They need a ball coach. They need a ball coach who's going to say, look, we've got a brand-new $100 million football facility that we're opening that has a freaking lazy river going through it, okay? And it's going to be the best facility in America. We have a great place to play home games. You know, we're one of the top academic public institutions in the nation. Come play football here. They just need a normal dude that's going to recruit his tail off, that's going to get the elite players in the state of Florida and not allow them to leave the state. Like a guy from Evan Neal, who was in Apopka, goes to Alabama. Jerry Jeudy leaves South Florida, goes to Alabama. You know, we can just go over these guys over and over and over. The Boza brothers go to Ohio State. That should never happen if you're the coach of Florida. Never, never, ever. And they just need someone who can recruit, who can develop, excuse me, and who's just normal, Joe, just a normal guy.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said that. Have you been hearing anything about Mario Cristobal at all in Florida?
Speaking of normal guys, Mario would crush it at Florida. He is a guy that young dudes love. He's a player's coach. High school kids love him. I mean, he's clearly a guy that has won wherever he's been a head coach, including FIU, which I still don't understand why they ran him off, but that's another story for another time. He's a terrific coach, man. And I know they lost last week to Utah, but they're going to get Utah in that rematch, and they'll win the Pac-12. And, you know, they're not going to go to the playoff, and that kind of sucks, but he's done a lot of good work there at a place that is not easy to recruit to. I know everybody always says, oh, it's Oregon, and you got the Phil Knight money. Look, at the end of the day, you're still trying to convince somebody to go to Eugene, Oregon, all right? It's not easy. I can't even imagine what he would do in the state of Florida, be it at, you know, at Florida or even at Miami. The kind of recruits he could get to either one of those programs would just be ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about the Miami job. We don't know what's going to happen. I think a lot of people think after this Duke game, Manny Diaz is out. How good a job is this Canes job right now for you, for sitting up in Jacksonville as a college football guy?
It's, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for like 30 years, Joe. And you know, when I first started doing it, mine was the program.
Right.
You know, and then I started covering nationally college football in like 2000. And the further you get away from it, the more you realize, look, that's a tough job, man. If you don't have an on-campus facility, that is a tough job. And there's, you know, you're not going to get an on-campus facility
nope.
in Coral Gables. It's just not going to happen. There's, you know, no one's going to give up that property, and it's too expensive, and it's just not going to happen. So, you know, they have some inherent issues that they're dealing with, but they also have, Joe, which is still there, the state of Miami, which Howard Schnellenberger talked about 40 years ago, man. You've got Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. And if you can recruit those three counties and don't let anybody get out of those counties, you're going to win a national title. But the problem is, the Bosa brothers have left. Mari Cooper's left. Jerry Jeudy's left. We can go on and on and on and on about these guys that have left South Florida and gone on to play a critical role in other teams winning national titles. So you got to get a coach in there that can convince those kids, look, I get it. We're not, you know, we don't have the same things other programs have, and you got to get on a bus and go 50 minutes to get to play your home game. And I know it sucks, but look, this is unique here. This is the history here. We can win here. You know, this can be our state of Miami, and we can win the national championship here. But you've got to have a charismatic, dynamic guy that can do that, number one. And number two, he's got to be a good coach. He's got to be a good organizer. And he's got to be a good developer of talent. I mean, Mario is a perfect fit for that job. The question is, you know, will Miami spend enough to try and lure him away from Oregon? And would he take that job over, say, LSU or over Florida? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Joe.
Well, let me add another guy in the party who like some people down here like him a lot, is Lane Kiffin. He spent some time at FAU. He still got a house, a boat down here. I know he liked the lifestyle for a lot of different reasons. No reason to talk about here on this show. But what do you think of Lane Kiffin? Does he get one of the big jobs?
So I wrote a couple weeks ago at Saturday Down South that I really thought he's worked his way back now. He's no longer like, you know, he's no longer like the butt of jokes. He's no longer that's not ready. I think he's ready. You know, a perfect example, Joe, is 2 weeks ago, College Game Day was at Ole Miss for the Texas A&M game. You know how that carnival is, man. It's crazy. And, you know, there's Lane, and Lane wasn't the monkey grinding the organ this time. Lane was a calm, measured guy who got on there and did his picks and really sold the program. And it was impressive, actually. So I think he's ready. I think he'd be a nice fit in Miami. But if you're Lane, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Joe, do you leave Ole Miss? He's got a nice job there, okay? They're going to pay him whatever he wants. Now, the only thing is you can only have a four-year deal in Miami. So you can have as many years as you want in the state of Florida. I mean, a four-year deal at Ole Miss. It's a state law. So he could get more from Miami. But, you know, then you're in a situation where you clearly have an easier time to recruit. There's no doubt about that. But it's a difficult lift because, again, you talk about the facility issue. The stadium's not there. It's you're also going to a place, honestly, Joe, and we've talked about this for a long time. Until you start winning big at Miami, you're not going to get the crowds that he's going to get at Ole Miss. It's just not going to be the same kind of environment, type of deal. So, you know, do you want to walk away from what you've built there at Ole Miss and start over at Miami? That's the question. I mean, personally, I think he'll do it because it's too hard to pass up. That job is way too hard to pass up. But he very easily, if LSU can't get who they want, they may end up going to him, too. And if it's a choice between LSU and Miami, I don't think it's even a question who he takes.
Yeah, I just think it's easier. If you're looking to get to the Final Four, it's going to be easier joining the ACC than it is as long as you're still dealing with Alabama and the gang over there, right?
Yep, 100%. Much easier. Much easier to get there from the ACC, no doubt.
Hey, Matt, I want to ask you another question on your college football hat on here. USC still a really good job, or am I just gotten old because USC used to kick my ass at Cal? I know it was 100 years ago, but is that still a good job down the road or no?
Oh, yeah. That's to me, I mean, Joe, to me, USC is a top three job. I mean, especially in this day of NIL, where kids can make money off their name, image, and likeness. I mean, are you kidding me? Their facilities are unreal. They're in the they're in the middle of LA. They just completely redid the Coliseum. It's unreal right now. I don't know if you've seen it in a while. It's phenomenal, that place. And of course, that's right on campus. You're recruiting LA. Are you kidding me? It's easy. And then you got the NIL now in your pocket, where these kids can. You're in the middle of Hollywood. So yeah, to me, that's a top three job, 100%. And I don't know how Luke Fickell will do there. I don't know. I know that's probably the guy that's at the top of the list right now for Mike Vaughn, the AD there, because he knows Luke. He hired Luke at Cincinnati. I'm sure he's really comfortable with him.
Right.
But I don't know. Luke is a Midwest guy, man. I don't know how he'll play out there. It'll be interesting to see if that's where they go.
I just to back it up, is Florida and LSU, what's a better job? I know LSU's got good players in Louisiana, but not the amount that you're going to get in the state of Florida. What do you think is a better job of those two?
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. I mean, it's really close because, I mean, they both have the lunatic fan bases that, you know, if you win nine games, it's not good enough. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the state of Louisiana is really good. It's a really good place to recruit. And you're also right next to Texas. So, I mean, you kind of have the advantage if you're Florida. But other than that, I mean, the LSU and the sport and the money and the way they just everything is football for them. So, I mean, if you're looking at it from that point of view, maybe LSU.
All right, and then I got to ask you the Cincinnati thing. Do they stay in the top four if they run the table and beat Houston, who's got a nice team, and they finish it out undefeated? Do you have to put them in, or can somebody still jump them because somebody thinks they're somebody else is a better team like Oklahoma State or someone else?
I mean, honestly, Joe, I'm literally so tired of this argument. I'm going to read this for you, okay? And I want everybody that's listening to you on the station that's named after you on the great Joe.
Yeah, used to, but go ahead. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
Miami of Ohio, Murray State, Indiana, Notre Dame, Temple, UCF, Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, USF, SMU, ECU. Are you out of your mind? We are actually really thinking about putting this team in the college football playoff? I don't even know how this is even an argument, Joe. I have no idea how they're the number four team in the country right now. How that committee can sit there and say, yeah, they beat Notre Dame, so that means they should be number four in the country. I mean, if this team was in the Big Ten, they'd be 3-5. If they're in the SEC, they'd be 3-5. If they're lucky, they might be 2-6. And we're going to put this team in there because they're unbeaten going through that schedule. It's the same argument all the time, Joe. You've got a group of five team that has one game to get up for every year, and they play their tails off and they win the game. And give them credit. They went into Notre Dame and won a game against a Notre Dame team that's not as good as previous Notre Dame teams. But now all of a sudden, that's what their resume is? To win over Notre Dame and nothing else? Come on, man. This is ridiculous. That we even have this argument is ridiculous.
All right, and so you know Notre Dame because it's head-to-head. Then Notre Dame sitting there at six, they can't jump ahead of them.
I don't think you can, but this is the same committee that had Michigan over Michigan State when Michigan State beat them 10 days earlier. So who knows, man?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Always great having you, man. I really appreciate it. Have a great holiday. Hope you have a full day off. And Matt, I hope you eat like a rock star tomorrow.
All right, my brother. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Right back at you. Matt Hayes, always so good on college football stuff and just love having him. Long time writer and a very popular radio show up in Jacksonville. So anyway, listen, we're going to take how about that, Woody, on his thoughts on Cincinnati?
Whatever.
Oh, man. He was passionate. Oh, man. I think he knows the schedule by heart, right? He has that schedule. All right. We'll take a quick break. 305-567-0560. Back in a moment. Oh, it's always about the money, right?
Try not to make it about the money
come
on Thanksgiving.
All right. So
it is time for a look. The market's open, so it's time for a look at the opening bell on Wall Street. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. My stock market advice this morning is if you want to enjoy Thanksgiving, probably shut it down today. Maybe don't look.
I told you, I refuse to look at it.
Yeah, everything's
day to
down.
Day.
Dow's down 150. NASDAQ's down another 150 points. All Russell's right. down 4 points. So
No, I'm trying. Trying Woody.
I damn near lost a paycheck in this thing yesterday.
See the big picture of,
Yeah, it always bounces back.
Hopefully.
Well, it always does, Joe, I think historically.
Yeah, just when you get older, you need, you know, the bounce back's got to be faster. You know, you always want to get out at the out of the right
time. I think you got 90 in you, man. I really do.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you could look. You could probably slow down a little bit. You still go pretty hard.
Well, not like I listen. Not doing NBC at night and getting home at midnight and 12:30 in the morning, and then getting up at 3:30 has definitely helped my lifestyle a lot. There's no question about it. By the way, kind of lost in everything, Woody. Rhett Lashley. It was kind of one of those. Oh, we're waiting to see what's going to happen with Manny Diaz in this last game. And, oh, by the way, Rhett Lashley looks like he's going to get the SMU head coaching job. And I've really enjoyed having Rhett Lashley around. I think he's been one of the best assistants and best coordinators we've had in a long, long time. Done a great job. And I wish him only the best. I do. And I hope we get to talk to him again here on this show because that offense – and if he's not around, boy, he left us in really, really good shape at quarterback, receivers, and a running back. We got a lead running back. We need more. I don't want Knighton to carry the ball all the time, but boy, he's got the goods. They've got some really good quality young players coming back next year. Anyway, 305-567-0560. Woody, this is it for us, man. We're not working Thursday or Friday, so we're trying to jam-pack everything in here, making it sound like the Dolphins game is tomorrow. And by the way, then tonight, I think I'm going to run over and watch the Panthers play as well because they're 10-0, playing great at home. Well, playing great overall anyway, but thought I'd run by and check that out tonight. Maybe go up there and sit with Goldie.
That sounds like a good plan. By the way, while you're at home stuffing your face, I just want to let everyone know that we have the ESPN Events Invitational this weekend. Thursday game, Friday game, and Sunday game for the Miami Hurricanes basketball team. Tomorrow's game is at noon. They play Dayton.
Okay.
I'll have your pregame show beginning at 11:30, so I'll be working.
Okay.
No days off. Then Friday, they have a potential matchup with Kansas.
Okay.
You're not a big college basketball guy in November. I get that.
I'm not early, but listen,
I love college basketball. It's my favorite of all the things here. I love college basketball. I always have. And, yeah, that's what we got for you this weekend.
Yeah.
If you like college basketball. If you don't, there's plenty of football.
Well, I was going to say, we got a triple header tomorrow, Chicago-Detroit. Could a coach be fighting for his job? You don't want Detroit to get their first win against you. Vegas-Dallas. And sounded funny saying Vegas-Dallas, didn't it? The Raiders and the Cowboys, and then, of course, Buffalo and New Orleans, which could be a good game. Buffalo got to travel, and they have been shaken here recently.
Yes,
they have been shaken. So we'll see. Should win, but we'll see what happens there.
And by the way, season finale for the Canes on Saturday, 12:30 kick, 8:30 Miami Hurricanes countdown to kickoff. I'll be there for that as well.
We're going to have Manny on. Your gut feeling, Manny on Monday or not?
My gut tells me no, but I don't know if it's the right move or not.
Well, my gut
does tell me no. I assume you're the same way, right?
Yes, and by the way, you got to believe, because I think they're going to beat Duke up pretty good here going up there. So it makes you wonder, like, if they do that, then they've already made up their mind. Whoever's sitting there at the top, the combination of sitting athletic director right now, the board of trustee members that are involved, that the handful of five or six or seven people that have been sitting down on these interviews have already made up their mind. Or should they do it the right way and wait for the AD? Or if they just said, no, we're going to give the AD no matter what, they're going to have a new coach.
But here's the thing. If they bring in an outside AD – and they don't go with the person that they – with Jed Strawley, who's in there now. I can't imagine the new AD is going to want to keep Manny. Right? Like, no AD is going to come in here and be like, hey, here's your one – you know, got 1 year to change this. Because then, you know, everyone gets upset at the new AD.
Right. You get off to a bad start.
So
Woody, that's a great point.
I can't see that happening, Joe. But if they decide to keep Jed Strawley in that position, then maybe they do bring Manny back. And I think you do. I think you have to for one more year. That's just my opinion. Because I think he's shown enough towards the end of this season that they are heading in the right direction, especially around this quarterback that they have. And I'd hate to see just a mass exodus of these players here at the end of this thing. You know, it's easy to transfer now.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of talent on this team.
I mean, you've already got every young guy leaving the program. And I don't know if that's the case, especially since they've had success here and you got to go compete for a job somewhere else. So we're going to find out, because you got to believe – that if they are, then they're going to talk to Lane Kiffin, or they've already talked to his agent. Mario Cristobal, they've already talked to the agent. Napier, Fickell, all those guys that are big names from smaller schools outside of the Power Five, they must have some names, because you can't just get rid of a guy and go, what the hell do we do now? You got to have some guys on the list that you think you can get, or you just stick with what you have.
I'm just not so sure that Lane Kiffin is the answer. I really don't think he's the answer.
From what standpoint?
From the standpoint of I just don't know. First of all, Joe, how long
he stays
here. We're
talking about he's
the
top 10 team
right now.
I mean,
here's the thing. If he turns the team around, he's out. He's going to be gone. Who are the next best job?
Woody.
I just want to tell you something, man. That you can get some sort of commitment from a guy that has some sort of ties to the university, that you can get some sort of commitment. Like we've never been able to get commitment from anybody.
But that's
if you were
success.
To get Mario, I can't imagine Mario would want to bolt and go somewhere else. Like this would probably, if he took the Canes job, it'd be because he wants to be here.
Woody, are you familiar
like
with Kiffin, the history before you carry
guy.
On? Are you familiar with the history here?
No, I know, Joe.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say guys have left. I get
all the great
fine.
Coaches
yeah.
have left that have had success.
But you think Mario would bolt in a few years if he had success?
I mean, if there's a guy that would stay because of his roots here and lifestyle.
Okay. You think Lane Kiffin would stay? You think Lane Kiffin's would put 10 years in here of consistent winning?
I'd be concerned, but nobody ever – Woody, we're just trying to get a winning program, and you're worried about 10 years? I want a situation like Jimmy and Butch and all the rest of those guys, and even Howard, who took off for that USFL job that collapsed in like 2.5 It might have been like 3 days. Like, oh, God, I'm gone in the league. It was just terrible timing and the whole thing. But at least those guys, when they left, you were in good shape. And a lot of them handed off to the next guy and had – even Larry Coker put in on automatic pilot for a couple years. You're worried about 10 years down the road or like 5 and he goes, I got the itch. I don't want to be here anymore. Hey, we got a good year. You're winning the ACC, but you're not getting commitments from anybody. We're going to find out, by the way, if they get one of these guys, because they're going to have to throw out a hell of a lot more money than they have ever in the history of University of Miami football if you're going to keep some of these guys that, you believe you can get. And I don't know. I don't know. But Mario ain't coming back and giving you the home team discount if he does come back.
The home team discount?
Well, I mean, listen, nobody's more home than he is. Columbus and University of Miami and FIU. Nobody knows coaches like Mario. Mario's legendary getting up like at 6 in the morning waiting for the high school coach to show up at the school, sitting in the parking lot drinking coffee. Remember he used to, I don't know if you're with us, but used to come on in the morning and he's waiting in the parking lot. It was part of his it was great recruiting. Great stuff. I'm really curious to see what the next couple weeks are going to be like, because you're also backed up to that first national signing day right around the corner too. Going to be crazy. What else you got there, Woody? I'm sorry, well, I got a little carried away.
Yeah, let's check in on our poll here, Joe. We don't want to upset anyone here with this whole UM coaching thing. Right before Thanksgiving, we asked on Twitter, is mac and cheese on your Thanksgiving table?
What percentage? I'm going to say 50%.
I am shocked. Only 52% said yes.
Yep.
Gotten a lot of votes on this thing so far, but how could that be possible? Such a go-to side.
Hasn't it just been in recent years? Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to say some people are going to blast me, but hasn't mac and cheese just kind of joined the high-end steakhouses here in the last few years, or has it been longer than that?
I'm not as old as you, but I feel like I've had mac and cheese at restaurants ever
forever
since I can remember.
So yeah, Mad Dog's the first guy to go, Joe, you ought to see the 5 cheeses that I have in my restaurant. Boy, still one of the great restaurants. Ziggy and Mad Dog's just fantastic down in, if you're ever in Isla Mirada, fantastic. Fantastic steaks, but that mac and cheese, they kept whatever Mad Dog had, they kept it. That was kind of the first time I go, damn, Mad Dog, that's really good. Told me, don't get a baked potato with sour cream loaded. Don't do it. Have the mac and cheese.
Do you like potato skins?
All right.
I like a good potato skin. Fridays has good ones. They just saw the show.
I like mashed potato and gravies tomorrow.
You see the Popeyes mac and cheese? They've been showing commercials for
By the way, I think we got mac and cheese stores down here, like mac and cheese actual stores that have opened. Yeah. And that's where they have different kinds of mac and cheese, which I really got to get over and try.
They have that. They have grilled cheese places now.
Love grilled cheese. Yeah, by the way, I'm grilled cheese. I'm mac and cheese probably twice a week and grilled cheese at least once a week with bacon inside it.
I'm not on the, you know, we're getting ready to leave for holiday, so I won't comment on that, on your eating habits.
I'm healthy. I'm a health nut.
Mac and cheese is for chicken, not turkey, a texter says. I don't know about that.
First year it's making it. First year.
Turkey, by the way, in and of itself is an overrated food.
What?
Turkey's fine.
You just say stuff.
But like, there's a reason you only eat turkey like once a year. Now, like deli turkey.
Twice a year.
Deli turkey is fine.
Twice a year. Christmas like and Thanksgiving. And by the way, you missed the whole thing, because when the turkey is left over, which everybody in the family is looking at, we're going to divide it up if you get a couple of turkeys. Then you got to load it with mayonnaise and salt and put some cheese on that turkey. And you got yourself some great sandwiches, man.
Manny is coming back if Van Dyke says so. That's what a texter says. You do not want to lose that guy.
This is not Ken Dorsey going into after Butch.
No.
You've heard the stories about Ed Reed and Ken Dorsey going in. The athletic director looked at him and said, keep it the way it is. We'll keep these coaches. Give the job to Larry. You remember the coach that left that year? Anybody remember who left? It probably would have got the job over Larry Coker, and people forget. Do you remember Greg Schiano? left thinking that Butch was definitely staying, took the Rutgers job, or Greg Schiano would have been that head coach. I would have taken him over Larry Coker.
Let's end it on this one here. Texter wants to know if Evan Dick will be invited to your Thanksgiving dinner.
See, that you did
Evan
that.
Dick is going to be on Jeff Bezos'.
I found out his name's Dick Evan.
No, it's not.
It's not Evan Dick.
It's not Dick Evan. And he owns a company called Dick Holdings LLC.
It's a good. You're lucky that name's not the other way.
We should buy.
You're not
way,
saying holding.
That's a company I should invest in. Talk about that in the stock market report.
You just love. You love the silly, childish stuff. Take your maturity pills.
Give my money to him.
You need to stop. Stop. Come on, let's grow up on this show. Hey, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you again on Monday. We're going to take a couple days off. What the hell? We'll see you again Monday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.